first question for this month's call is from Nancy, and this relates to the Uncommon Hypnotherapy course. If dissociation is a fundamental part of hypnosis, is it something you would not use with someone who tends to dissociate?
Okay, Nancy, that's a good question. And firstly, if we think about dissociation, you know, it's a part of the human experience, you know, where when you're out at the store and are thinking about meeting friends later, then you're dissociating. Okay, if you're imagining something else, if you're thinking about where you are not at the present time, then you dissociate. You know, when you're in bed sleeping in your bedroom, but you're in a deep dream, you can, you know, perhaps feel water as you swim through it, or you can have an imaginary conversation and so on. And that's a profound level of disassociation in which you've even forgotten about the bed that you're lying in and the bedroom that you're in, and even everyday life. You know, your very identity or your everyday life can be completely forgotten because you've disassociated from it so profoundly during or through the REM state when you dream at night. You know, people who worry and ruminate disassociate, and you can see them doing this. You know, they're there, but they're not there. They look distracted, as though they're not really with us. Now, during hypnosis, which is a controlled waking dream state in its profoundest sense, or its deepest sense, the client is in your therapy room, but inwardly could be anywhere at all. You know, they could be in the past, they could be in an imagined future, they could be back on holiday, vacation somewhere, anywhere else at all. So when human beings began to disassociate, creatively, when this seemed to happen about 40, 50, 60,000 years ago, with the invention of art or the genesis of art and cave paintings and so forth, it seemed that human beings learned to become abstracted from where they were in the present moment. So animals tend to be, as far as we know, they're not necessarily thinking about next week. They might instinctively be expecting a meal soon and so forth. But we developed the capacity to dissociate so that we could, inventiveness could develop. You know, we were able to stop just living in the present moment and begin to dream and plan and create and invent and shape our lives. Now, some people are prone to a kind of pathological dissociation, you know, possibly as a protective mechanism brought about by trauma, or maybe because of a right hemispheric deficit in their brain. So if we look at schizophrenia or other psychotic conditions, then we see a deactivation of the right hemisphere. And it's the right hemisphere of the brain that provides us with a sense of connection and a sense of wholeness and a sense of place and a sense of harmonious integration with a wider context. But if there's a deficit there, then we start to feel disconnected. Okay. Now, hypnotherapy is a relaxed and calm way of using this natural human tendency to dissociate. So if someone doing it anyway, if they're disassociating anyway, such as when they dream or worry or use the imagination in other ways, then we might as well use it, but it needs to be controlled and we need to know why we're using it. Okay, so yes, certainly all hypnosis is on one level dissociation, but it's a controlled dissociation. Okay, if someone is too prone to living in their heads, we might decide they need more sort of embodied experience. Okay, so for people prone to psychosis, a profound level of dissociation, working with the hands has been shown to be very profoundly effective in lifting or controlling or managing the psychosis. It seems to be very therapeutic for some people to be acting in the world, not just being in their heads. Okay, but when we're just in our heads, we're sort of disassociated, we're abstracted from the environment that we're in, which is why perhaps spending time in nature, which because it's not a sort of townscape, but the shapes are flowing, it seems to have a greater impact on the right hemisphere of the brain, and people then start to feel more connected and less disassociated from reality, which is why spending time in nature seems to be so profoundly beneficial and palliative for people. So we might use the abstracted state of hypnosis to help motivate people to go from a largely disembodied existence in which they're in their heads too much to a more embodied existence where they're acting in the world more, and, you know, with their bodies as well, that they're not disassociated from their bodies. They feel embodied and connected to reality. So if someone is actively psychotic and disassociating to that extent, then I might try to focus and calm them, but I wouldn't use deep hypnosis with them. But otherwise, as long as we use it constructively and calmly, it should be good for the vast majority of people. So certainly using the rewind technique or hypnosis or other hypnotic techniques can be profoundly effective for people, even if they're sort of prone to dissociation. Okay.
Yeah, very interesting, Mark. Makes me wonder about, you know, the word dissociation, and that it's a catch-all term for quite a few different things that can go on with a person, where there's the protective mechanism of avoiding and distancing from emotions that they don't want to be feeling. And but at the same time, then there's also the dissociation of the dream state, in that you're dissociating from external reality. So there's lots of subcategories of it. And certainly I've used hypnosis with clients who've, not just dissociation, not just clients who've been dissociating as a result of PTSD, but also just clients who've said, I feel like I'm never in touch with my emotions. I feel like I'm always sort of distant from reality, like I'm never present. And hypnosis can be profoundly effective for helping to reconnect people with with their senses and their feelings. So you might be dissociating from external reality when you're doing hypnosis, but you can use hypnosis as a tool very much for associating people into stuff that they want to feel more connected with, you know, and as you know, including the hands, of course, and, you know, getting more into the body.
That's a wonderful point. Yeah, certainly you can associate people during the dissociated state of hypnosis by revivifying past experiences, past feelings that they've had, which have been beneficial for them. So yeah, absolutely great point. And also I think the modern sort of world that we live in tends to facilitate this disassociation that perhaps more people feel now, you know, with the fragmentation of attention that happens with pop-ups, with advertising, with commercialization of reality and so forth, that we become less embodied, and we're switched and flicked around so much that we can all start to feel a bit dissociated if we're not careful.